Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Well, that's a wrap on Season 5. Join the witches as they reminisce over 2025 in the podcast world and they rue over what they would do over. To tie it up in a pretty bow, they are joined by the king behind the scenes, the Tech Witch, and dear friend, Paul Romero. Oh wait, that's me. I'm pretty cool. And now, for the last time in 2025, your witches, Shelley, Lisa, Daryl, and the Tech Witch.
Hey everyone, it's the end of the year. It's the last segment, last show of 2025. We are Good Witch, Bad Witch, and we have a special guest. Let us introduce ourselves. I'm your Bad Witch, Lisa Brown. We also have the Good Witch, Shelley Majors.
Yeah. Hello.
And then we have the Man Witch, Daryl Brown.
Two ends, baby, two ends.
And our special guest today will be Paul Romero, who is our Tech Witch. He does all of our motivational speaking. And also...
I have a thing. Man Witch, two ends, and Heidi Ho. And
yeah.
I got... Ticky ticky, yeah!
He's got a word.
I was waiting for that. Is that one word if you say it really fast?
Wiggity wiggity wack!
It's ticky 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 tech!
Ticky ticky wow.
Reintroduce.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's good.
I'd like to introduce you, our Tech Witch, Paul Romero.
Ticky ticky wow.
Oh, wow.
Tickety tickety tech, here he's back.
He's been waiting 5 years.
Really has.
And don't forget to introduce yourself.
Ever since yesterday that we told him he was going to be doing this, he's been practicing.
He has not slept.
I know. He was
he's
like, what am I going to say?
All day long. Dude, 45 minutes away, I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, it's okay.
No. Ticky ticky whack? No, no.
Ticky ticky tavy.
We're not sponsored by cocaine anymore. Slow down.
Oh, I missed our sponsor.
Yeah, we have real sponsors now, if you guys haven't heard, so it's all good.
They were kind of willy-nilly, but they were a lot of fun.
You know, sometimes, I'm like, but you guys are cutting it a little bit too much. We're not as funny as we used to be, so.
So true.
We got to get a better dealer. But yeah, it's great to have the Tech Witch in the studio today. You know, as you guys know our backstory, all our fans, and we've known each other since we were 5, 6 years old. So having the honor to do this with him and having him on, you know, sporadically, it's great. Because... Mm-hmm. Our Ouija board has a little problem with Mr. Romero when we're down here recording.
It's not a roast.
I really love most of you guys in this room.
So right.
Most of you are great.
Yes.
He likes the chicken.
Yeah,
the chicken and Linus rank above Daryl.
Yeah, right now, pretty much.
Is what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so what do we got going on this year, guys? I mean, we're ending it. What's happening?
So we're just going to, this year, today, we're only going to talk about, we're not doing like our full-fledged show the way that we usually do. We're just going to give you a little glimpse of this last year and things that we had found important people that we've lost, and what else, guys?
And then give you a glimpse into next year. It's all about glimpses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Glimpsing.
This episode
is called Glimpse, brought to you by Blimpies.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So what my takeaway from this year, from the show, I like last year, it seemed like for the last 2 years, we made big decisions about how to change the show around New Year's Eve or Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like at the Christmas party, we're drinking some Nog, spiked, of course. And just be like, how about instead of the top five? No, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how about instead of the top five? We do like a, you like talking about true crime.
Mm-hmm.
You like talking about aminals. And you like, and then so we did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then this year, we were just like, well, how about we rotate that?
Yeah.
Let's just rotate that so we're not doing the same thing every week. Next year, guys, I'm going to have true crime on an animal.
Why, jamming some Van Halen.
Yes. I'm going to pickpocket a wallaby.
It's going to be great. I think that we should have talked about this a little bit.
I'm going to snatch a kangaroo out of its mom's pouch. And...
You're only stuck with it for 54 weeks.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right.
This fifth season of ours was the first year that we had 54 episodes.
54 or 53?
It's 54 if we do the other one.
But the other one will be 53 and this will be 54.
Yeah, this one's 54.
But still 54 in a year is a little weird.
You see it like a great family. We're mouthing. Fighting already. Come on.
They're both wrong.
Pass the gravy, would you?
Either way, there is not 52 weeks in a year, and we've only done one every week, so we don't know how that happened.
Yeah, I think I'd skip to
it's witch magic.
With a repeat.
Yeah, there you go.
Repeat. But some other things that I took away from this year is I cannot have a really good belly laugh without calling it a tummy chuck.
A tummy chuck,
you're
yeah.
You're the only one who's stuck on that.
Brian still uses it.
Yeah.
Yeah, really? Brian writes tummy chuck to me all the time.
Uh-huh. Who started that? What episode? Daryl, the tummy chuck. We're going to think about another segment called Darylisms.
Yeah, definitely.
But he comes up with some shit. We know that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't think that he sat at his pewter in the middle of the night thinking, this is going to be my trademark. Yeah. I think it was an off-the-cuff tummy chuck.
It was.
Which
we were just sitting there, and I think I just blurted out. I go, oh, God, we got a good tummy chuck off of it. And these two looked at me like, what's a tummy chuck?
Yeah. I think that, is that one of our only Easter eggs this year?
One of the few. I think we called back some things, and some things probably went to the Easter egg graveyard.
That's sad.
Robbie Benson, haven't heard from that guy in a long time.
He's not called.
He's got his doubloons. He's rich. He don't need to call us.
He doesn't need to. Kyle Dyer's still working. She forgot all about it.
You know, I still see Kyle Dyer because we're friends on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And Instagram. I still see her. She still does a show here. She does a show on Channel 6.
Oh.
Yeah, she does a weekly show. So, yeah. She's still
PBS?
In there.
PBS?
Yeah, PBS, yeah.
Is it called Sesame Street?
No, it's called Kyle Dyer in for you. No. I forget what it's called, but it's a cute little show. I caught it, you know.
Okay. Is she painting happy little trees?
Don't kiss dogs that you don't know.
That is always good advice.
Poor Kyle.
For those of you that aren't local, just figure it out.
One of our local news ladies did a morning show, and they were doing a pet rescue thing, and they brought in a dog, and she got right in the dog's face with a dog bit her and ripped her face.
She's fine.
She's fine. Gorgeous, and she's still beautiful.
She's a gorgeous woman, even with that. You know, I like a chick with a good scar.
Yeah, she has a cliff.
Yeah, she looks great. We used Kyle Dyer. We love her. Yep. We haven't used the Niagara Falls for years because we don't no longer associate with the guy that we used to talk about the Niagara Falls, where they had plenty of girlfriends in that area.
Well, there's
so many girlfriends.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, Debbie. How's the falls feeling you?
Oh, my gosh. I have to give shout-outs to these people in terms of their actual roles. We're working on different roles. But what these people do, Paul has been really great at editing, and they both Paul and Daryl have been really killer with the music this year and surprising us with things that they insert into the episode appropriately or inappropriately. So I'll be driving a day or two or three after it comes out, and I always listen to it to hear how it sounds to everybody else. And it could have been a week or two or three before, you know, we recorded it. So I'm listening, and then I'll just almost pee my pants because I'm like, those little rascals, those little scallywags. So I love that you guys do that. But my shout out to Lisa is I think that she stole the wow this year. I think you were the wow winner every freaking week.
I didn't even know there was a contest.
In my heart. Yeah.
Where's my prize?
I'm like, I came up with the idea, and if I thought about it, there was going to be a trophy. I want to be the winner.
Well, let me tell you why. So let me do the best of the wows off the top of my head. Because I don't know if she spent the most time or she found the most the best websites, but just the funniest stories. And when I would listen to them afterwards, I had some pretty good tummy checks. But so the wow, our well of wisdom every week, we're either talking about an animal story or a true crime story, or stupid criminals, more specifically, or music. And music was Daryl's wheelhouse, and that was all he did in 2024, and then we were all switching around this year. Lisa found ways to make the animals have crimes while they're listening to Alanis Morissette or whatever. But there was the bear that broke into an ice cream shop and they found it passed out with a ice cream
hangover. Yeah.
Yes. And then just last week or a couple of weeks ago, the lady was taking care of a baby hedgehog and it turns out the next morning she goes to check on it and it's the pom-pom on it like a ski hat. So she has the best wow stories and dig deep and we appreciate you entertaining us with those.
Thank you. Yes. High five to me.
You win good the wow.
Job. Yeah, that was good.
You win the wow.
And
there's the theme song for that.
Look
you
out.
Win the wow. You win the wow.
Hey, it's you now. The last wow wants to you.
She got the last wow.
Nice.
I got to take a picture of little Linus on your by your feet like you're his master. Oh my God, that's cute.
Dude, we're going to have this picture up on Facebook because there will be more content.
Yes. There will be more content coming in
2026.
I'll go ahead and go next. I had, you know, once again, just this show has taken all the life out of me. It's just killed me. People see me up all night, mm-hmm. till all hours of the night, figuring out what...
bothering you for autographs.
My sound bites of what I'm going to send to Paul music-wise, this and that. I got to mention this. I had a really, really great time this summer. We got to do something that we've been telling our Patreon. We got to have our Patreon party this year. We had two, but the first one was bigger than the second one. And we had our main top Patreon people out here. We had a great time. And it just happened to be that I also had a birthday party this 2025. And that was a big fiasco. I mean, there was a mosh pit. Mm-hmm. My sister got wiped out. I got wiped out. A plant that Lisa just had planted all over the backyard. I got a guy saying, "Well, at least I didn't sue you." You know, all this shit.
People went to jail.
But the funny thing is, this brings it back to our Patreon party. That night, somebody, I don't know who they were, but they stole our toilet paper.
We never saw the history.
Oh no, somebody from your birthday party stole the toilet paper.
That's what I meant. Somebody from my birthday party
stole
our toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
So God bless our Patreon. They listen and they pay attention. Well, Rosalie does. You guys kind of dropped the ball the other ones. She said she had texted y'all and said, "Won't it be funny to bring a roll of toilet paper to the party?"
Uh-huh.
Well, here comes Rose, and she's walking down, and she's like, "Oh, by the way, hey," and she whips out a roll of toilet paper for me. And I died. And I love the fact that shows that they pay attention. They listen to us. They really like us and what's going on. I mean, they brought victuals. They bought booze. They bought everything. But just that little bit of bringing, Amanda brought us a game. You know, we always ask for games.
She's
so
awesome.
And but with Rosalie bringing that roll of toilet paper, I lost it. I thought that was the funniest fucking thing. And I'm like, thank you. It's well appreciated.
Perfect prank. Sure. Yes. And but, great story. Beginning, middle, and an end.
Yes.
That's what I'm working on.
But we don't have an end because we don't know who stole the toilet.
We don't know. No. I have a feeling.
Yeah.
Tonight's going to be a good night.
No, it was JonBenet's brother.
I think so.
Yes.
That little bastard.
I know.
He had to wipe his tush.
Let's end the season. Who do you think?
I'm not going to say. Yeah.
No, it was. But like I said, we did have a lot of fun this summer with our Patreon. And, you know, and that party was one for the decades.
That was great. That was absolutely great.
I think that party ended birthday parties.
Shelly and Paul left early.
Shelly and Paul dipped out at the right time. I
should have
left with one of them too. Been like, okay, I'm out of here. But yeah.
I went to bed right after the chaos started.
Oh, God,
so.
Was the party with Tim's cheesecake and the trivia, was that the same week? When was that?
That was at the end of June.
So it was a couple
was
weeks
after
later.
That's when they brought the toilet paper.
That's when they brought the toilet paper.
That was heaven.
Yes.
Oh, the treats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Tim's treats.
Yeah, Tim's treats, guys. That's another one we like to pump out because he's his wife's one of our top contributors. Mm-hmm. And she does Scentsy, Stacey's Scentsy's. So if you want to smell good, eat good, get a hold of those two.
That's a happy house. I want to live there. See if they're looking for a roommate.
House. And I tell you what. Tim is just the nicest guy you could ever meet. He's been over a couple different times, and that time he was over, he had a cast on or something on his leg.
He had a knee surgery, I think, knee replacement.
And so
something.
I said, "Hey, we're going to get everybody downstairs to take a picture." And he goes, "I can make it down there."
Yes,
and I gave the guy all the props. I'm like, "Dude, that is so cool." You know, you just want to get down even just to see a picture be taken.
Yeah,
but it was cool. But like I said, I love our Patreon, and I love the fact that we have that content. And
we have that community.
Yes, mm-hmm. that we. We can, you know, I don't think that I've ever heard of too many other podcasts inviting their Patreon to their house.
True.
They invite
the recording
them to a
studio.
Show,
yeah.
But not to the house. And that's the other thing. They got excited. They wanted to see where the show's recorded. And we took a picture down here and stuff. So that, you know, God bless you guys. And thank you so much for your constant support. And we'll try harder next year.
Yeah.
And there's no a-holes. We have the nicest group of Patreon people, don't we?
Yes.
Amanda
Reed sometimes. She can be a pistol.
What
she's a
jerk.
Pistol.
She gets a couple of those. What does she drink?
The Moon Ritas.
She gets a couple of Moon Ritas in her, and she gets this looking around. I'm like, "Oh, you want to fight, don't you, sister?"
Yeah,
she's scrappy.
She'll punch your eyes out.
That's right, both of them.
I think that there's also some people who don't know that they're not Patreons anymore.
Oh.
So that might be something for people to kind of check their
check your little thing, they're like, I'm not getting anything, and
your credit card might have expired or something like that,
or it got compromised and you forgot that that's what good witch or bad witch was on.
Exactly.
Stick us on another card because we sure could use it.
Right. Exactly. So there's that
good point.
The one thing that I thought the most about, which I don't want to, because I think that if somebody else talks after me, we can bring it back up. But I was just thinking about some of the people that we lost this year. So our in memoriam.
Can we do that? Because that I want to. That would be something I'd like to end with.
Okay.
Because I think they deserve that big of a platform. Mm-hmm. The ending.
Okay.
Tech Witch, give us some of your good news for 2025, because I know you got a handful.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, crickets. No, of course. Fell in love.
Oh.
Or maybe I just fell down and hit my head, and I thought it was love.
Sweetie,
I see stars.
He hit his head on a beer and went, I love you.
I fell in love with a ginger, so now I got a whole new... I have come to understand how gingers work. Trust me. Oh, my God.
They're all the same.
They're all the same. Why?
No.
I mean, I look at them. I look at my girl, Chucky.
You said why?
He said why. Oh.
No.
Go Easter to the chapel there.
I got a condo in Loveland. So
yes,
I fell in love.
So proud of you, brother.
I got a condo in Loveland.
I got family.
And I have a beautiful condo.
I got a family and three damn cats and a dog. I don't know why that came.
Yes.
And of course, I've always loved doing this show and working with these great people. More to come. I mean, I'm looking for let's look for some work. Let's make some money.
That's right. Yes. We've got a lot in store for you next year.
That's right. And I'm on board 100%, guys. So stay tuned for more good stuff from Good Witch, Bad Witch, for sure. But I'm very happy. These three individuals.
I like most of them. Oh, yeah.
And God, this has just been a pleasure for me. And I'm going to continue. We're going to bring on more. I love it. Everybody knows Daryl and I's story. He is like a long lost brother. He's my brother from another mother. Mm-hmm. From the North Side. North Side Pride, right?
Techie, wow.
It's great. And then having to grow up, see Lisa just blossom into a wonderful businesswoman and having an opportunity to me.
I got my boobies.
He was so proud of that.
She got a big girl boobies.
You're out of a training bra, Lisa.
And Lisa and Shelly, of course, being just a great business
person. It's kind of the same story. We've all been friends since we were in puberty.
Since we were littles.
Yeah.
Since before.
But
we appreciate all your hard work, Paul.
Yeah. And
we're excited for what's to come, but also really excited for all the wonderful things that happened to you this year.
This last year was a great year for you. Yes, I'm very proud of you, brother. I'm very happy for you.
Life changes, and life moves forward.
It does.
You've got to keep moving forward. We're all going to go through some shit in the next few years. We know loss all too well.
Well, and you kidnapped a beautiful girl, and I'm glad that's working out for you.
She hasn't puked through the ropes yet.
And she doesn't listen to so I can say whatever I want about her.
What's wrong with her?
Right. Why is she on board?
She's deaf.
Mm. Oh,
that's it.
That sucks. Most gingers are.
It's been great. So.
Well, let's end this episode part right here on a high note. Lisa, you were going to talk about...
dead people.
People we've lost this year.
Well, that's why I was hoping that we could have something happy afterwards. But
we'll still have happiness.
Okay, good. Well, I want to, first of all, I mean, the most important and closest to our heart was we lost Shelly's mom, who was like a second mother to me. And one of the just gems in the world. I mean, she was definitely, I mean, all the... cliches.
She was a true person. Both her parents were just
very genuine.
You knew who you were meeting is what I loved about her parents the first time I met them. And the thing I loved about Kay was even after me and Lisa had only been dating for a short time, I'd see her and she'd want to hug me and say and be like, "Hi, Daryl." You know, and be just as nice as can be. So, and the same thing with your pops. He was a great guy. And
she just never held a grudge. She just thought the best of every person she ever met.
Yeah.
She's very sweet.
You're like, "Mom, we've got a crackhead living in the basement." But he's going to pull out of it. No, just kidding. They didn't.
That you know of.
I live in the basement.
So, and then I have some more notable people here, which that sounded bad, like your mom's not notable. She is the most famous.
Yeah.
We notarize her.
She's what? No Theo from The Cosby Show.
Oh, well, totally. Speaking of.
I don't even know if that was on there.
Goodbye, Theo. It is.
The ones that were, like, the biggest were Robert Redford. Gene Hackman, whose death was just
bizarre.
Horrible.
Yeah, him and
bizarre.
His wife's death was really weird because...
Yeah.
You know, it's they had kids that took care of them and were around them, but a caretaker on the land caretaker was the ones that found them.
I think there was like a gas leak or something, if I'm not mistaken.
There was a lot of sketchy stuff with that, but yeah. They said that the mom had a poison from eating mice feces, and they think that she had. They both had like dementia, but they didn't know that maybe they ate something that had mice feces on it, and that's what. She got sick. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of weird stories there. So,
who knows?
Yeah, that's so
but
scary.
You know, we've only won one news award, so don't hold me to anything.
No,
okay.
We won't. That was a Daryl fact. Diane Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
Also, from my heart, Val Kilmer.
Yes.
David Lynch, who was a groundbreaking filmmaker.
Yes.
We had Malcolm Jamal Warner, who was from The Cosbys, Shelley's boyfriend. And we had also just recently, within the last couple days, Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle were tragically murdered, which it was just heartbreaking. Everybody probably has already heard that story. So
well,
we know how
the
to go
crazy
with that.
Thing about it was, me and Lisa were sitting at the house watching TV, and I can always tell when my wife's demeanor changes.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on her phone, and I just heard this, and I looked over and I
said,
go,
"Oh God!"
I go, "Well," and the way you breathed was really weird, and then you went, "Oh God!" Mm-hmm. And I go. What's going on? What's going on? And you never know. I mean, her parents are getting up there. You just never know. We're not, you know, getting any younger. And she goes, when she said, you know, Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, had been murdered or found dead. They didn't say, but found dead.
At the beginning, that's right.
You know, and I go, what? And she goes, maybe, she goes, you know how you get those fake news things?
Yeah.
So I honestly got on there and I you know, talked to my phone, Googled it. And sure enough, it popped up. And I go, no, it's real, honey. And we both just, we turned the TV to mute and we just kind of sat there in somber. Mm-hmm. These are people we don't know, but we grew up with knowing, you know. And they gave us something to like about them. You know, anybody that, when your parents definitely watched Archie Bunker.
Sure.
You know, and so you've seen his character there. All the beautiful theater that he did, and he did some crazy shows. I just seen a clip. He was on the Partridge Family, and he played a biker on the Partridge Family.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, yes, and other stuff. You know, and his film work, incredible film work. He wrote some classics that we would not. I mean, that are still to this day talked about. I mean, you know, if you can get one thing. Set out of your movie that sticks in your head, I'll have what she's having.
Right.
It's going to last forever.
There you go.
Yeah. You know?
That was his mom, too, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yes, it was his mother.
I didn't know that.
That's correct.
Yes. Yeah.
They talked about that today.
Yep. And then the funny thing, I didn't know this, but Lisa taught me this, and I don't think I've seen the whole movie. Marriage in a Way.
Oh, Princess Bride.
Princess Bride.
Princess Bride.
We're going to have to do that. Classics. We'll do that on Christmas.
That is great. That's one of my favorites,
but,
for
you know,
sure.
The thing of it is, sad thing about it is, you know, with all the news coming in with his, you know, the knowing that his son is the one that caused their...
allegedly.
Allegedly. It's sad because he worked with his son so much, trying to help him out, this and that. He even did a movie that they wrote together about the same situation to kind of aware people. He goes, let's use your situation to aware people, which I thought was beautiful, too.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a dad that's just still, I'm trying to help you in every single way that I can. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nobody knows the state of mind the poor person is or, you know, this and that. But it was just a tragic a tragic loss.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those parents that deal with kids with addiction, we all know people that, you know, it never gets fixed the first time, if it ever gets fixed. And it's so much money and time and emotional damage and all that other stuff. And it's just, it seems to me like those are some of the best parents there are, just so unconditionally supportive, even if they have to do the tough love thing. It's just, I love you so much. I need you to... go through this for whatever reason, so you can see how much you're hurting us.
Yeah.
You know, so you're right. He seemed very supportive and wonderful. Can I say another Rob Reiner thing?
Yes, please.
Before you do that? I just read this article again. You know, who knows if it's true or not. It seems like I read 5-page articles that at the end I'm like, well, that was dumb of me to.
I want that. Time
I am
back.
Stupider for having read that.
I want this to be true, but it was a supposed interview with Stephen King, and Stephen King had written The Body, the short story that became Stand by Me.
Right.
And hopefully this is true because there was a lot of things I didn't know about it. So Rob Reiner directed the movie.
I never knew that until
I
now.
Didn't either. I didn't either.
That's one of my favorite movies.
It's wonderful. And anyway, he created a private viewing just for Stephen King.
Oh.
And he left the room. And then afterwards, Stephen King was like, that is the only autobiographical thing I've ever written. That kid with the leeches on his balls, mm-hmm. that's me. That is me. You created and directed a child who was me.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was my best friend, and this was my experience, and that was the music, and you created the visuals and everything else about it. And Rob Reiner goes, oh, I'm so glad that you said that. I couldn't sit and watch it with you because I couldn't stand to see you be disappointed.
Oh,
isn't that cute?
Yeah.
He goes, I wouldn't have released it if you didn't like it.
Oh. You know, and that movie taught me a lesson. That's when I quit swimming in muddy ponds.
Yeah, don't do it.
I don't want no leeches on my balls.
Well, nobody does.
I think the thing that movie taught us mostly is who'd have thought Jerry O'Connell would be the best looking one out of all
those kids. Oh my God. And don't eat too many pies.
Well, there's that.
He was on talking about it, and he goes, you know, this guy changed my life.
I'm sure.
He gave me the career that I wouldn't have had without him.
100%.
Right. I mean, everybody's coming out.
All the
people that he's worked with. I mean, you just nothing but great things to say about him.
Yeah.
Who's James with a little bit of the pock face?
Yeah.
What was his name? It was like, oops, Reese's Pieces. Family Guy. What is his name?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anyway,
James Bart. No, I know who you're talking about.
Simpson.
James
but Rob Reiner reinvigorated his career. With The Ghost of Mississippi.
James Almost, right?
No, he's a white guy. James, oh God!
I'm sorry. No,
he made me so famous. His podcast doesn't even know my last name.
James Earl Jones.
I can totally see his face, but in any case, he's on Family Guy.
Edward G. Malls does have a face. God bless him.
Yeah. Still got an Academy Award for it, and he said, or got nominated for it, and he said, you know, Rob, that's due to Rob Reiner. Nobody else knows who I am, but Rob.
And I can't get a job. I can't
say. Four people in this room know, but we know that his name's James.
Oh my God.
Is it James Hetfield from Metallica? He's pretty pocked faced.
So, Rob, you know, I married to Penny Marshall for a decade.
Oh, how cool is that? Do you know that he adopted Penny Marshall's daughter?
Yes.
Yes, and they had a great, very great relationship. I guess they were really, really close.
Kids all over the place.
I had a client of mine yesterday.
James?
No, well, there's that. She didn't know that Rob Reiner was Meathead on Archie Bunker.
What?
And the funniest part about that whole thing is that she looks just like Sally Struthers.
Oh, that is funny.
She really there,
does. That tied the whole thing together.
It was. I was like, you were on there, though. But okay.
Michael.
But, okay. Now, did you know that Sally Struthers?
James Woods.
Yeah, who? James Woods.
James Woods.
Yes.
I never thought of James Woods being Pocky.
Yeah, he's a little pucky.
Okay,
sorry,
okay,
sorry.
James,
Sally,
if you want to come on the show, you can.
Maybe yeah, perfect.
Give us a call.
No, we love your work.
Redeem yourself and smack Shelly and me.
Yeah, oh, what I was going to say is Sally Struthers was on the Gilmore Girls. That doesn't matter. Okay, musicians who we lost. You know when you have that one that not every year, but like I think when Prince died. Freaking killed me.
Oh, yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Mm-hmm.
It's been my big one.
I still get choked up right now.
Yep.
Because I don't believe it's true. I'm like, damn.
It is really hard to believe. Sly Stone, he was the funk pioneer.
Mm-hmm. Let's go all the way.
And
damn it, Sly.
No, it's a family affair.
That's
so
right.
Funny story. That used to be Maya and Paul's jam when we were young kids.
Oh, nice.
We used to stand on his grandma's porch and we'd sing that. It's a family affair.
I love that.
Oh, my. And then Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
Dang.
We had Roberta Flack, who was a soul singer. She sang, killing me soft.
Yes.
She was beautiful.
And you know what she didn't do?
What?
In when she sang it, she didn't say one time.
that was she didn't sample her own song.
She just sang it without even having to do
one
that.
One time.
Yeah. That song wasn't about Robbie Benson, was it? No.
It might have been. I'm not sure. We'll have to look into that.
I could imagine her doing that, and then Neil Diamond's like, "Okay, everybody, Sweet Caroline. Hey,
one time.
Hey.
One time.
Nope."
Caroline. Okay. Mary Ann Faithfull. Was she married to Mick Jagger? No. Yes? No?
Maybe she was around that time, kind of hippie, pretty blonde.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe, I'll have to look into that.
I think you might be right.
Okay. She was a singer-songwriter. D'Angelo? Don't know who that is, but a neo-soul artist? We all know Ace Frehley from Kiss. Mm-hmm. That's our time. And Carl Carlton, who sang "She's a Bad Mama."
Oh,
she's
that is a good one. Oh, that was just recently, right?
Sure.
Okay.
It doesn't say. sports figures. George Foreman is the most notable to me.
Yeah.
Didn't he have five sons? Did he name George?
Five Georges.
And a Georgette or Georgina or
there
Georgia.
Were girls
or like
too.
That. There
yeah.
was one girl.
Crazy.
I think
he had a great oven.
It's a hell of a grill.
Well, it was a grill, yeah.
A grill.
Oven.
Don't get up in my grill.
Daryl, how do you say this guy's last name? Bobby, he's a hockey star. Rousseau? It said four-time Stanley Cup winner. Bobby Rousseau.
Is there an E-A-U and an X at the end, like
just
he's French?
Just E-A-U, no X.
Rousseau.
Okay. Right. And then Hulk Hogan. Mm. Other notable figures are Jane Goodall and some other authors that I don't know. Oh, and also Tony Geary died the same day, who was
found
on
they
General
found,
Hospital.
Yes.
We are still waiting to see Brian and his siblings' perm pictures from 1982, the year of the Luke and Laura wedding.
Yeah,
his mom was bored on the farm and gave them all.
My dad
Tony
had a perm
perms.
Then too.
Yes,
I'll
remember
take
your dad's
yeah,
perm.
My dad. This is a funny story, actually. My dad was in a wedding. He was like the best man or something, and when they. I was really mad because I was the only person in my family. My mom was the maid of honor. My dad was the best man. My sister was the flower girl. And I was like this.
You're like, who's going to look at me?
Right.
You were the mean girl.
I was so mad. I'm like, you couldn't have just put me somewhere in this wedding. But
whose
whatever.
Wedding was it?
I can see.
Judy. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was like 12, 10, 12, 11. Anyways, they were all walking out and people were throwing rice.
Uh-huh.
And the rice stuck in my dad's perm. And after like everybody like walked away, he like shook his head like a dog and it went
like,
oh my god,
shrapnel.
I can remember that like it was yesterday.
And Lisa's
it was
like,
so
you know, I do like rice too. That was a waste of time.
Oh my god. Mike Pavich has a good head of hair.
I'm gonna
he
go
over
my parents take a picture of my dad with
that
a perm.
That used to be up in the hallway because he had that funky mustache and that curly hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Judy gave him the perm because she was a hairdresser.
She's probably like, I want you to be in the wedding, but you're going to have to get a perm.
Well, it was really funny. Actually, Judy told me another really funny story about my dad. I can just tell you this because then she told me. But I guess she found out she was pregnant. And they were a little bit older, in their late 20s. You know, that was older at that time. And she's like, I can't believe I'm pregnant again. And she's cut my dad's hair. And he's like, oh, God. You know, and stuff like to have to go through that again, blah, 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 blah. And like 2 weeks later, my mom found out she was pregnant with Brandy. And so she's
like,
that's
what you get for being supportive.
Yeah.
And your dad goes, curse the perm.
Yep. It was all the perm. I was so sexy.
The perm and I got my perm turned into sperm. They got my wife pregnant.
It was permanent. What else were they going to say? Now I lost my train
what
of thought.
What a big
to
perm.
To think that a perm caused Brandy is so funny.
He's like, you
look
like Tony Geary.
Oh, speaking of, that's what it was. It was Tony Geary. Did you guys know he was gay?
No, not until recently.
I've been friends with him.
He was a heartthrob.
It doesn't matter. Yay. I mean,
but
good for
at the
him,
time,
but
that they nobody was out.
No,
you
and
know?
He's been, he was with his partner for like 30 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
God
beautiful.
Bless
him. I'd seen him on something else, and they were out and about. But yeah, I knew he was gay.
See? Where I was
I
a big
no
fan.
Idea. Yeah, me too.
I
didn't
met Jeannie Francis down.
I was with you.
I know.
I approached the table, which
you
was
did.
Not cool.
I
it
did
wasn't
not.
Cool.
You met the gal. That,
yeah,
Laura. Of the Luke and Laura.
I wonder what she
She's
looks like
right.
now.
I'll have to look
she
it
looks
up.
About the same.
She, I think
does
so.
She? Yeah, and what is she? Pretty. What is she's probably in her?
She's handsome.
She's in her 70s. Yeah, she has to be.
Yeah,
I go. She's.
She's in her.
Jeannie Francis.
So, yeah. So look at that gay thing.
Yeah,
you know it's a, but Rock Hudson.
Yeah,
we what, go way just, back.
You just are finding that out,
dude.
No, oh, no, no. Just but we go back in time, coming out, and Rock Hudson didn't, right?
Did Tony Geary tell you that Rock Hudson was gay?
No, oh. I learned that long ago.
Okay, Jeannie Francis is 63 years old.
That's it.
She was born in 62, about the year of my brother Mike.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
Absolute smoke show. She's actually keeping it together better than
so. There's still a chance. I mean, I'm 58,
except for that she's been with Jonathan Frakes of the Star Trek whatever.
He was number two.
Yeah, they got married number in 1988.
No, they didn't do that.
Oh,
he was in The Next Generation. He was number one after Jean-Luc Picard.
Oh. Yes,
yeah.
But yeah, she started playing Laura Spencer.
Yeah,
since 1977.
is she still on the show?
Interesting.
I don't watch General Hospital anymore.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But she's quite pleasant to
look at. It is still on.
I was a Days of Our Lives fan.
My mom called me in sick so I could watch Luke and Laura's
wedding. The wedding?
Because your mom
you know, you know how many
she's
people...
Awesome.
Seriously, it was like Princess Di's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how huge it was.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was broadcast on every channel.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was just... But I watched it. I think me and Jill stayed home from school and watched it.
Oh yeah, I forgot you were.
I was an early bloomer.
He was mostly gay.
Yeah, he was gay.
I had my baby and we were watching this. Like, oh god, that's great.
Oh how funny.
And he cried.
Okay, well that is our most notable stuff for the year 2025. I'd love to hear what you guys all have to think and say. Have to think?
Yeah.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Tell us what you're thinking when you're saying it.
About
what was your favorite episode?
What was your favorite episode of us? What was the favorite thing that happened to you?
Yeah.
Tell us what. I know one thing that happened. I know she's a listener too, and I want to give a shout out. Very cool. Tammy Ty and Dan Ty bought a house.
They
That's
did.
Right.
That's
yeah,
right.
So they got a house.
She
they
does
got, to,
Pilates
end the,
every
they got
day.
To end the year. Yeah. Oh, she's looking great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She is doing pull ups.
That's right.
And like making herself accountable every day.
We mentioned Tim's treats.
Yeah.
He started that this year.
Yeah. Did you guys have grandkids? Anybody?
No.
No, we didn't have no grandkids. Thank goodness.
We're did. Looking. Daryl came.
The universal you.
Well, that, yes, but Daryl came on board mm-hmm. for a pet.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully,
Ch-ch-ch-chia.
In 2026, we will be getting a new.
Oh
dog, right?
My goodness!
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's big news.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else?
That's it.
That's all that happened.
That's all that.
And
matters.
I'm not getting pregnant, or no kids coming.
Yeah,
it's
not pregnant.
Paul's getting another cat because he likes cats. So that'll
apparently,
be four.
I guess I like cats.
Paul just heard about Rock Hudson, so
yeah.
He's a little bit behind.
I thought it was a Playboy,
right? You know that Rock Hudson. Do you know who his partner was?
Goober.
Tony Perkins.
No.
No?
Mm-mm. Really?
Gomer from Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, what was his name?
Jim Neighbors.
Jim Neighbors and Rock Hudson.
I would give you a dollar to do that again.
I'm Jim Neighbors. He was like an opera singer, too.
Oh,
he was
golly.
Sure. He would always like...
And by golly, he loved the Indianapolis 500.
By golly.
The Indiana song. Oh, whatever.
Okay. So that is just a little tidbit. Actually, maybe we'll use that for a question.
One of our theme songs?
No. So if you listen to this episode at the end of the year, at the beginning of the year, next year, we're giving away an amazing Wicked package.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We are.
So we're going to ask
cool
questions
package. Yes.
About this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to ask,
that's
one of them is going to be, who was Rock Hudson's partner?
And your job is to remember that.
Yes. I will remember it and I will get the questions.
Okay, perfect.
I'm going to write it on my little notepad.
Write it on your brain. Your Wonderful. Memory is great.
It really is.
We can ask, how many strokes has Lisa had?
How
many brain tumors?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
If you guys want to hear something funny, okay, so this is funny.
Speaking of tumors.
Me and my wife now, are on some of the same medications because we both have had a stroke.
Yeah, that's precious.
So every time, you know, I wake up in the morning and take my medicine, I'm like, I put on some Billy Squire. Stroke me.
Well, and because both of our side of our faces has fallen a little bit, that if we put our cheeks together, we're a big smile.
Oh. And then we drool together.
Mm-hmm. That's precious. Blood thinnership, right?
Yeah. Ours were just TIAs. They weren't full-fledged strokes, thank goodness.
I thought it was a TMI.
Held by DIA.
Yep. So there you go.
I have FOMO for your... Okay,
no. Those who stroke together stay together.
That's right.
That's right.
That's why I like the one taste cult. Those who stroke together stay together.
Absolutely. Nice.
Orgasmic meditation.
A whole show on that.
Thank you again for listening to another episode. Thank you, Paul, for joining us for this episode and being such a big part of our podcast all year round. And do you want to take it away and say the last tagline of the year?
You know, I do. Okay. I want to say, you know, stay witchy, stay twitchy, and most of all, stay fucking bitchy.
Woo! Tiki-tiki, wow!
Tiki-tiki-tiki, wow! Let's go! Next year's going to be a great year.
Out. Tiki-tiki, wow.
That was great.
Say Happy New Year, Happy New Year.